At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We've got some other stories to get to and talk about, some things I wanted to run by you, Mario. We talked about the Rockets earlier. I wanted to get your opinion because it's something that we talked about during the course of the week with the Cavaliers. Seems to me, at least for the regular season, LeBron has said, Kyrie, I'm getting you ready for the postseason, and I'm taking a little weight off my shoulders. You're going to be the man. I'm still going to be right there with you, but I want to get you ready because postseason, we're both going to be at our best. Early in the season, in the games that I've watched, and you know I watch a lot of games, when they need a bucket or they need a go-to play, Kyrie's been the guy, and he hasn't let them down. I think that can only help Cleveland as they get ready for the playoffs.
First and foremost, Kyrie's a better offensive player than LeBron James.
Stop. Say that again for the audience so that they get it.
Kyrie Irving is a better scorer than LeBron James. Simple as that.
He's a better shooter. He's a better offensive player. I wanted to hear
He is. Even though he can't post up, who creates the shots at the end of the game? He does. He can get his own. Granted, LeBron can get his own shot.
May I rewind just a little further and say, who hit the big shot against Golden State,
yes,
the big three, when they needed it?
Yes, LeBron, who hit the one the other night,
Kyrie
too?
Irving.
Kyrie.
The step back Kyrie in the lane.
Kyrie's a phenomenal talent. We know LeBron James is outstanding player.
Right.
LeBron is outstanding because he does everything. He's a great defender. He's a great playmaker. I love his basketball IQ. I mean, he's probably one of the – him and James Harden, to me, are some of the smartest guys on the floor, the way they see the floor and the game. But Uncle Drew, man, that's his nickname. Uncle Drew get buckets, man. That's what he does.
Yeah.
The handle, he has the three, he has the mid-range game. He finishes with both hands. You can count on him if he gets fouled. He's an 85-plus, 90% free-throw shooter. He's an outstanding offensive talent. You telling me that guy that plays seven games at Duke with a broken foot – still comes out to be the number one player in the draft. That's saying a lot about that kid. And he has the right leader and mentor, like you mentioned, Joe. He's getting him ready. LeBron eventually is going to take a back seat, and Kyrie's going to take over the keys to the car. You sort of see the transition. I saw it when I was playing with the Spurs, when David Robinson sort of handed Tim Duncan the keys to the Bentley and said, it's yours now, son. I sort of see that dynamic with LeBron and Kyrie because LeBron done put in his work, a lot of minutes, a lot of games. He needs help. He has the right sidekick to help him get him to the next level and get him some more rings.